Hello, am I talking? Hi everyone. I'm not sure if I'm properly talking, but hi. Okay, you can hear me just fine. Hello. I have to put the heater on in my bedroom when I go to bed, when I go to sleep. But unfortunately, I can't let it run while I'm sleeping. I have to turn off my heater when I sleep. Actually, let me change the name of the room to like soft talking. Soft bedtime ASMR. Soft bedtime talking. While I drink wine. Hi everyone. Good morning. Good afternoon. Hello. So I live in a very cold country, and I live in a very cold place of that very cold country. Unfortunately, I have to put my heater on, and I have a wood stove. So I let my wood stove burn, and then when it's hot enough, I have to close it. So I can just go to bed right away. Although in my bedroom, I have a little extra heater just in case. I saw Pomu doing one of these a little bit ago, so I just decided to talk about it. If you are going to bed, good night, honey. If you are waking up and you're going ahead with your day, then I hope you have a great day. I hope you explore the world. I hope you take it easy. I hope you try hard. I don't know, whatever you want to do, honey. I hope you don't take yourself too seriously. You know, I feel that sometimes we tend to try so hard. So bad. And then it's over and it never matters ever again. So just sometimes, you know, no matter how important you think a day is, it doesn't matter. It's gonna stop mattering tomorrow, in the next day, in the next day, in the next day. It's just a day. It doesn't mean anything. So please, if you're having the hardest day of your life, or the most important day of your life, just please know that it's just a day. Other than that, hold on, let me have a sip of my wine. I had a really good time tonight on Discord with some of the folks from the Sanji Ian. It's really fun. It's really fun, and it's really nice. It just it feels like such a fun time to be doing this, to be a part of something like this. I talked about it before, but I discovered VTubers a few years ago. Almost around the same time of the year. And I was feeling really alone and I was feeling really kind of outside of it all. And then I started watching them and I became a part of the community. And now I'm there. And it always blows my mind to feel that now I am the one doing the content and I am the one who people watch. So So I always want to make sure that I'm giving back to the audience, and I just want you all to know how grateful I am. What else?
I'm having some red wine from California. It's a Pinot Noir, and it's delicious. After this glass of wine, I'm going to drink my big glass of water. And I'm going to turn off my heater in this room. And I'm going to turn off the stove in the other room. And I think I'm going to just take it easy tomorrow. I have a lot of little things to take care of. And yeah. What did Pomo talk about when she did it? I seriously wonder if I'm holding my phone the right way, because I'm wondering where is the microphone? please don't laugh at me, but honeys, where is the microphone on my phone? Is it right here? Is it right here? Is it right here? Is it right here? I don't know, because there's no comments. Which way is the microphone? I don't know which way it is. I don't know which way the microphone is, you know? I don't know. And that breaks my heart. I wish I could know which way the microphone is. Well. If I could ask you a question, I would ask you what time it is for you, because I want to know what time it is for you. Also, oh my goodness, I'm scrolling through your profile picture. I see you with the Tazumi-san profile picture. I see you. You think I don't see you with the Tazumi-san profile picture? I see you. You can't run away from me with that picture. I see you. I see you. Why do you do this? Why do you haunt me with my CEO's picture? Some days I want to avoid the Tazumification, and then I see your profile picture. Honey, I can't escape it. I cannot escape it. But yeah, please, if you are going to be around the Twitter in maybe something like 20 or 15 minutes, I am going to post a tweet that is going to say, do you have any constructive criticism about my Twitter space? Because I would definitely love to do more Twitter spaces. I think they're really cute and sweet. And I often spend time in my bed not being able to fall asleep. Maybe I can have a topic, right? Maybe I'm monologue on a topic. What's my topic today? Is Pomu an elf or a gnome or a fairy? So, to be honest, there is a meme where you send people a video, and then in the middle of the video, almost like a Rickrolling, it's a gnome. And it says, ha-ha, you've been gnomed. And I just think to myself, why has nobody done a you've been Pomu, you know? Because she's a gnome. Why not just have you've been pomoed as like a meme? I don't get it. Why are we not pomoing people? Why are we just gnoming people, you know? And then I think to myself, well, is Pomu an elf? Because she's kind of annoying, you know? Elves are kind of annoying. But then I think to myself, is Pomu a fairy? I don't know. Who is Pomu Rainpuff? Truly, truly, if you think about it, if you sit down and think about it, who is Pomo Rainbuff truly? I need to have more wine while I think about this. Oh, maybe I can use this Twitter space as like my private diary. Okay. Dear diary. Tonight, I had my first collaboration outside of Niji Sanji. Ian. Well, actually outside of Niji Sanji. It was really fun. I got to drink wine with a bunch of women and we had so much fun. We had Petra Gurin, who's in Niji Sanji, of course. We had C9 Vienna. We had Amalie, or Lian Lai, Monarch, as is her VTuber name. And Fruit, or Apricot, from Vishoujo. We just drank and laughed and played. We had so much fun. That was really, really fun. I hope to keep doing stuff like that, you know? Sometimes I feel like I tunnel vision a lot on my coworkers because they're all so talented and they're all so great and they're all so fun. And sometimes I forget that, you know, there's also great YouTubers out there outside. And tonight was just such a reminder of how fun it is and how fun people are. I had a really good collab. And I hope you take this as a reminder to ask that person that you're too shy to ask, right? Maybe if you have a friend that you want to collaborate with, or maybe you have a friend that you've been wanting to be friends with, just don't be afraid of change. I know it might be intimidating and I know it might be scary, but who knows? Maybe you have like a new friend that you're about to make. But you're so scared because you don't want to ask them to be your friend. Yeah, don't be afraid of that. I definitely feel that, you know, I was saying this earlier in today's kind of conversation that sometimes you have a day and you think this is the worst day of my life. And then it's over. And then you don't really think back about that day much. So sometimes you might be thinking to yourself, I'm so afraid to ask this person to be my friend. Maybe I'm scared to ask this person to go to bubble tea with me, or maybe to have a coffee, or maybe to do homework with me. And then, who knows? Maybe that could be your next best friend, you know? The worst they're going to tell you is no. And then you're going to know that they're, sorry for my language, trash. Yeah, just don't be afraid. Don't be afraid of that kind of stuff. Mr. Twitter, if you're listening, what I would love from Twitter Space is this. Maybe people can vote on topics. And then every, let's say, 5 minutes, you get a topic pop up. And then you can talk about that topic. Wouldn't that be fun? Maybe people will like submit their topic and then people vote on the topic. So then you get a topic every 5 minutes and you can see if you want to talk about it. Maybe you get like top 5 topics and you can talk about one of them. I just feel it's such a cool way to see what, you know, your Twitter followers are interested in, what they want to talk about, what you want to talk about. I know Twitter Space is still, you know, kind of in the making and it's still pretty new and all that stuff, but I'd love to know. I'd love to know and get a little bit more feedback off of, you know, what kind of things are working. Because right now, I know Pomo was telling me this. Pomo was like, it's a little weird because you're just talking into your microphone. And I told her, I'm like, well, don't worry. I talk into my microphone all the time, honey. That's actually what I do for a job. So, you know, I just talk into the microphone and that's okay. That's just okay, honey. But I would love to know, like, if somebody is going to work right now and on their work podcast, hello, somebody's coming back from work. If somebody is at work, good for you. I wish I was at work right now listening to VTubers on Twitter. Ugh. You're living your best life, honey. You're living your best life. Also, hi, I see you with the little waves. You're so cute. I know it's a little hard to notice everyone, and it's a little hard to say hello when you're waving and stuff like that, but I see you. Thank you. Other than that, what else? Oh, there's a game I've been wanting to play. It's called Project Zomboid. It's a game that's apparently been in the making for 10 years or something, you know. And it's... So the premise is, no spoilers, from what I understand, the world has been taken over by the zombies, honey. And you are a human. And your job, honey, is to survive. So it's one of those games where it's, you know, like, day one, day two, day 45, you just survive. But the problem is, if you make noise, the zombies come to you. You have to keep moving because you have to find food. You have to find medicine. I'd love to try the game. I'm going to probably try it sometime this week. I like difficult games. I like difficult games that are challenging. I like games that are punishing. But this game, it seems a little kind of intimidating. Sorry for yawning, darlings. And punishing. And that's exactly my type of game. Other than that, another game I'd want to try soon is called The Outer Wilds. This is a game that Alira actually told me about. She said it's really, really fun. It's really good. She said it has sort of Subnautica vibes. But with a time loop element. So we'll see. We'll have to try it out. What's another game I wanted to try? Loop Hero. I already played Loop Hero before. Not much, just a little bit. I really want to play... Sorry for yawning. I'm so sleepy. I really want to play more indie games. I know that maybe not all the indie games that I play are considered... Okay. I have a secret. Come closer. So, okay. There's this company called Devolver Digital, and they publish indie games, okay? But the problem is that they're kind of popular, okay? They published that little shooting game, Enter the Gungeon. They published a lot of really popular games. So sometimes people, when the game is published by Devolver Digital, they don't really consider the game an indie game. But indie just means independent. And independent usually just means that it's like 1, 2, 5 people, 8 people, 10 people making the game, right? So sometimes people will refuse to think that games published by Devolver Digital are indie, even though they've been made by like 4 people in someone's basement. Do you know what I mean, honey? Okay, but do you know what I mean, honey? Sometimes people won't think that a game is indie because it's been published by Devolver, even though it's made by like 3 guys in your dad's basement. You know what I mean? So a lot of the games that I've been really enjoying that are indie games tend to be by Devolver. And I hope that people still know and appreciate that, you know, just because the game is good enough that it got noticed and published by a big indie publisher doesn't mean that the game's not indie. So yeah. So Loop Hero is one of those games. Seriously, if this is not absolutely not hashtag ad, I don't think Devolver even knows I exist. But they have a lot of great games. If ever you're looking for a great indie game, they got a ton of great games. Seriously, I recommend them. Yeah, just I have Project Zomboid I want to play. I have The Outer Wilds, Loop Hero. What else did I want to play? I want to play Stalker. I've never played Stalker. I heard it's a little bit less open world than Fallout, but a little bit more open world than Metro. I've played Metro 2033 like once 12 years ago or something. It's, you know, I don't remember anything in the game at all. I just remember, spoiler, you're in a subway system and you get out and then there's gargoyles. Sorry if that's a spoiler. I am so sorry if that is a spoiler. Oh. I am so sorry if that is a spoiler. But basically, you're in a subway system, you're in the metro, and you have to go to another metro, but you have to go outside and there's a gargoyle. And it's the winter. That's all I remember. That's all I remember. Okay. I have a few more sips of my wine. And then unfortunately, I am done. I am going to post a tweet after this. That is going to say something like, please, honeys, if you have any complaints, if you have any commentaries, concerns, or insults, please send them over to my tweet, okay? I would love to know what kind of things you'd love for me to talk about in the Twitter spaces. Also, I would love to know which side of the phone my microphone is on. Please just tweet me what side of the phone my microphone is on. And maybe I could just do just a sleepy voice, because right now I'm not soft talking. I could be soft talking right now, but I could be just whispering the whole call. I could be slow talking and sweet talking, or I could be just talking with vocal fry like the Kardashians. Whatever you're into, honey. I don't judge and I don't discriminate, okay? What else? I'm seeing a lot of people with Genshin Impact character profile pictures, so I guess we'll talk about Genshin Impact. Has anybody played Honkai the Third? Is it good? I am scared to get into Honkai because I was addicted, so I used to be addicted to Genshin Impact. And I'm scared to be addicted to Honkai. I barely have enough time for all the things that I do. Imagine if I was addicted to Genshin. And imagine if I was addicted to Honkai, right? Imagine. I don't play any mobile games right now. And I'm scared. I'm scared to play any mobile games because I get addicted to a good game. I get addicted to a good game. I'm sure a lot of you can relate to this, right? The scariest part about a good gacha game is that you're not afraid to spend money, because it's like, well, the game was free, I might as well spend, you know, $20 on a waifu. Oh, wait a second. Well, I didn't get her. What's 20 more bucks? And then you end up spending $1,000 on a game like League of Legends. And then you bought Slay the Spire for $10 and you have 900 hours in it. No? Just me? No? Speaking of League of Legends, I have a collaboration for League of Legends, I think on Friday, with Etheria and Alira. I have not played League of Legends in 7 years. I used to play ADC. I used to play Jinx. I used to play Caitlyn. I used to play Sivir. Sivir. Varus. I played a little bit of Varus. But I think we're going to play in ARAMs. Because Rainbow is new to the game. I'm a little bit worried of what I'm going to do if I have to, like, not play ADC. What am I going to do? What am I going to do? Which, by the way, I should make my account. Because we're collaborating on, like, Friday. And I still don't have my account made. Uh-oh. Wait, what day of the week are we? Oh, you're not going to tell me. Are we Wednesday? Are we Friday? No, we're not. We're Wednesday. Yeah, we're Wednesday. So we're Thursday now? Is the Forest collab tonight? When is the Forest collab? So initially, we had an 8-person Forest collab with Niji Sanji EN. But then Luca told me, he said, I don't have a lot of collabs this week. I'm sad. So I said, honey, do you want to take my place in that collab? And he said, no, I feel bad. Don't give me your space. And I said, Luca, don't worry. I have so many collabs this week. It's okay. I'm not going to stream my POV. I'm not losing. Like, don't worry, honey. I'm not losing anything. Like, I have so many collabs. I need to sleep. I need to, you know, reconnect with my center. I need to meditate. I almost said another M word. If you get it, you get it. If you don't, you don't. Oh my God. I hope nobody's recording these. And then maybe like a day later, Petra asked if she could be in the collab. And she said, oh, I'm so sad. I wanted to be in the collab, but it filled up. So I said, Petra, I already offered to Luca, but if he doesn't want it, you can take my place. Just because I feel like I've been doing so many collabs lately. And I kind of just want to hang out. You know, sometimes you don't realize it because when people ask for a collab, you're like, oh my God, Pog. I'd love to be in the collab. I mean, I love you and I want to hang out with you. And then suddenly, like, you realize you have 5 collabs this week. And then you go, uh-oh, very unpog. Very, very unpog. So I think, though, okay. I don't know if we've revealed it to everybody, but I'm going to tell you a secret. Schubert is a genius. Mr. Schubert Macchiamino is a genius. And he did his magic. And now we are going to be able to be more than 8 people on the Forest. So I might not even dip out of the collab. Oh wait, Luca's here. I have to stop talking shit about Luca. Luca Kaneshiro is very PogChamp. He is the opposite of unpog, and he is very pog. Thank you. But yeah, Luca, how the hell did like Pomu did these? Did she just talk into the phone? Like, how do you do this? Okay. Oh, Luca. Hold on, you're requesting. How do I accept you, honey? Hold on. Send direct message, remove, block and remove. Uh-oh. It makes me want to send you an emoji. Hold on, Luca. All right. Come here, Luca. Hello? Hi?
Pog.
Hello.
Hi. Hello, Mr. Hello. Pog. How are you, Hello. Nina?
How are you? How are you?
You were talking shit about me, huh?
How are you, Lucar?
I'm doing okay. I'm heading to bed soon, too.
What time is it for you?
It's like 9:30, I think.
Yes. In the night?
PM, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
It's 6:30 in the morning.
And now you're just falling asleep? Nina, you need to sleep.
Yeah, yeah.
Turn that 6 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Okay, I'm not that much of a boomer. Honeys, he thinks I'm a boomer. I'm not that bad of a boomer, okay?
And people call me a boomer because I sleep too early. You know?
No, you're just great, honey. Don't listen to them. Don't let them tell you anything, okay?
Boomer.
Okay? You're a good boy.
Boomer, bro.
Good boy. I didn't tell them yet, but I have to DM you times, but Luca and I might be having a collab next week.
Mm-mm-mm. Next week?
It's going to be very pop. Well, the week with you and me.
Yeah, but I don't think they know yet. Well, you and I. Oh, I thought you were talking about
No, they don't. The other one. Told them. No. It's a secret.
Okay.
Wait, what do you mean the other one? What do you mean the other one?
The one you were talking about earlier? With the
pog party? The pog one. Oh, no, that one's in 2 weeks. The pommel party one with Vienna and Amelie and Fruit. That's in 2 weeks. No. This one is just a you and me one.
Oh, yeah. That's yeah, I
think next week, if we like plan it properly, yeah. It's going to be very pog.
It's going to be
pog. This is the secret. It's going to be so pog. Why are you laughing?
It's going to be POG. Because you say pog a lot now.
No, it's really bad. I even talked about you to the girls earlier today. One of the girls said, she's like, I like himbos. I'm like, honey, let me introduce you to my son.
Wait,
but it's kind of weird because I feel like she'd be... You want to know? No, I can't tell you. No, to be honest, I think she'd be too much of like a mom for you. I don't think your female fans or your male fans should come. Honestly, Luca, take it from your mom. You should not have a romance. Your only romance is to your fans. Okay?
My only romance? Hey, good thing I'm single.
To your fans. Honestly, honey, you're addicted to the game, the mafia.
Yeah, I'm mean, I'm evil, and I kill. what's this called again? Twitter space, tweet space. How's it going?
You should do one soon. I mean, I don't know. I just sometimes feel like I would love to have, right? Sometimes I would love just a little bit of like a pog, you know? Like I'd like to be like, hey, who's watching this from work? And then a little pog. Like, I don't know. Like a little, hey, are you watching this from work? Pog, 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 pog.
Wait, can we even see
do
like
you think
a
Luca?
Is there like a chat?
Is there like a what? No, there's no chat. That's the thing, Luca. You don't know what anybody thinks. You just have to talk. Actually, wait. While you're here, can you help me? Which way to... Okay. So, okay. This is number one. Hello, Luca. This is number two. Hello, Luca. Hi. This is number three. Hello, Luca. This is number four. Hello, Luca. Which way is my microphone?
Wait, what? Wait, what was it? Something about your microphone? Okay.
Where is my microphone on my phone?
Oh, okay. Try it again.
Luca, I hate you so much. Okay. This is number one.
What? Okay, you're speaking directly to it. That is right behind your head.
This is number four.
Why are you
Where
laughing?
Is my microphone? What?
Under your pillow? You sound muffled.
Was it 1, 2, 3, or 4, Luca?
Wait, where is your microphone? I thought you meant like which one out of like where it is out of the 4 samples.
Yeah, what do you mean? Which one? Like you tell me.
It's the same one then. Luca. What? Huh?
Luca,
I don't get it. I actually don't understand.
I can't tell if you're a zoomer or if I'm a boomer. Like, okay, so you know how, like, some, if you talk into them, like, you have to talk into the microphone and then it's, like, closer, right? Do you know what
I mean? Like this.
Wait, say it again.
I don't even know where the microphone is on my phone.
Okay, well, I don't know. But so I was asking you, like, where my microphone was so I can know where to talk so I can be, like, sexier. And you're, like, under your pillow. Lucar! Nar!
Oh, you want suggestions on where to put it.
I wanted suggestions on, like, when my voice sounded, like, closer.
Oh, okay. Try again then. All right, I get it now.
Oh my heart. Okay. 1 second. I'm sorry. I've also been drinking, so I'm like, oh fuck, I can't handle this. Okay.
It's Pog.
Hello, Luca. This is number one.
Okay. That's pretty close. Okay.
What? Hello, Luca. This is number two.
Yeah, that one sounds like it's under your pillar.
Okay, so bad. Number two is no bueno. Hello, Luca.
Okay, nothing.
This is number three.
Okay, you don't. Same Hello, as Luca. Yeah.
This is number four. Hello, Luca.
First one.
Number one. Okay, so first one is better. Yeah, okay, thank you, Luca.
First one's a close, like really close. But you kind of sound like... sometimes. I think it's fine the way it is right now.
Thank you, honey. Thank you. What game P-O-G. Are you playing this week, by the way? What the hell are you doing this week? P-O-G.
Well, tomorrow I'll be playing Outlast and Outlast? Then The Forest with you guys.
Outlast 2? Outlast 2? Or 1?
Yes.
Oh my god.
God. You know that feeling when you just... When you know...
Oh yeah. What's up? What's up? Tell me.
Careful.
Tell me.
You know that feeling when you just...
Tell me.
You know you're going to get scared. You ask yourself, do I really want to go through that? It's like that. That's what I feel about it right now.
Do it.
Like, do I really want to make myself
suffer? I can't wait. Are you going to...
What about you?
Tsumachi? Are you going to be in, like, Colin? Room? Are you going
to
be in, like...
I'll try to.
Room on Discord or not from the beginning? You don't have to be at the beginning. But if you get too scared, then definitely join it.
Yeah, probably. Because I think the only reason why I had Reimu for Amnesia because I didn't know where to go.
Yeah, you can always just like at in the Discord and be like, I'm stuck. If you are. Obviously, I'm not saying you're going to be stuck, but you can always
just be like, I'm trying to be the Tatsumachi.
Yeah.
I'm trying to at least.
It's just
sometimes, you know.
Even for me, sometimes I forget. Sorry, go on.
No, keep going. It's okay.
No, I just said sometimes I forget.
Yeah, like I, because sometimes when people are there, like which is a good thing, I sometimes don't really like pay attention to the game anymore and just start talking instead. Yeah.
It's hard.
So it kind of depends on when.
It's hard to balance both because, like, you want to play the game and you want to pay attention and you want to be entertaining, but then, you know, you also want to say hi. Like, your friends are there, you know? You're like, hey, Pog, you're in my stream.
True.
How's your day? So it gets kind of rough, you know, with like, yeah, I get it. I mean, I notice I get that way. I'm always like, Pog, what are you up to? What are you doing? What are you streaming? What are you up to? And I just become almost viewing them versus just playing the game and letting them help me play the game, you know?
Because the last time we did it, we started talking about bidets and
I missed that talk. I missed it. It was during the New Year's, right?
Yeah. Oh my god, I was like 5 days ago. What the hell?
Can you? Okay, so I talked about this with Ike this morning. I logged into Discord and Ike was there. I thought you boys had debuted for a month.
Why does it feel that way?
It's been less than 2 weeks. It's been less than 2 weeks.
2 weeks? What? I thought it was 3 weeks.
Less than 2 weeks. No, you debuted on the 19th.
On the 20th.
Oh, sorry, on the 20th.
2 weeks.
Like 2 weeks. Isn't that crazy?
No way. Is it really? But I thought it was like 3 weeks, like less than three weeks.
Mean, check your schedule. What does it say?
I don't know.
Well, what date are we today? The 5th? It's like 2 weeks exactly, no?
Well, it's the 6th for me, almost the 7th.
Okay, well, that means you debuted on like the 21st.
No, the 20th for me.
Okay, wait a second. Okay, hold on, though. I think they debuted on the 20th for me, and we're like the 5th, right? So it's like 2 weeks, right? Can anybody confirm? Can anybody confirm? It's like 2 weeks. It's not a month.
Yeah, it's been like 17 days, so like 18 days.
No, it's not. Stop. 18 days is almost 3 weeks.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I thought it was 3 weeks now. Because we've had like 3 schedules already.
Schedules already. I love that you count your weeks by schedules. I've had to do 3 schedules. I'm
tired. Yeah, I mean it's the easiest way to kind of remember. It's like, oh well, yeah, it's been 3 weeks now.
Pog.
P-O-G. P-O-G.
P-O-G. By the way, okay, you need to confirm this for me. Is this true that you told this to Alira? You said that God Sees All is the perfect time for a plank. So you listened to God Sees All twice in a row to hold the plank.
Well,
is this true?
Well, it depends. Well, when I started doing them, I could only like last like 3 minutes. Now, so what I would,
which, by the way, okay,
so I would listen to God Sees.
I work out and I can hold a plank for like a minute and a half before I'm like yowling and crying. You are so fit to do 3 minute plank when you start. Are you kidding me?
I want to die when it comes to plank. I hate plank so much, but they feel nice afterwards. Yeah, so what I did was I listened to, since it's like 3 minutes long, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right, so I listened to it, and when the song ends, oh, well, I know 3 minutes has passed. And then as time went on, I could do 6 minutes. So I would listen to God Sees All and then Blackout. So
it's true.
So once those you two songs God are done, okay, I've just twice done 6 minutes.
For your plank. You freaking Chad.
Yeah, sometimes. Sometimes double God Sees All. Now I can do 9 minute ones, which is
you can do it. Yeah, I play all three. Plank?
Yeah, it's pretty pog, I guess.
What the hell?
That's not that long, right?
Okay, is anybody listening? Like, I work out. I work out. I like to think I'm fit. I do not. don't think I can hold more than like a 2.5 minute plank. Then again, the thing with plank is like the more you hold it, the better you are at it, right? Like, but still, holy.
Yeah.
Do you just do the plank every day?
Yeah. Like when I wake up and then when I go to sleep.
Oh. Are you one of those guys who's like, I do 50 push-ups every morning, 50 push-ups every night?
Well, I don't tell people.
Yes.
I just do them, right? Yes. It's like a routine.
Okay, okay. What's your routine?
This
what's
is
your
a routine.
Okay, okay. This is an exclusive. Shh. Everybody be quiet. Nobody.
Okay, you really want to know?
Yeah, what's your routine? Tell me, tell me, tell me.
Everything I do that involves a timer, I plank. Right? So when I wake up and,
okay,
for example,
so you plank.
I need to kind of heat up food for like 3 minutes, I plank for that long while it's doing that.
Mm-mm-mm.
Right? But
mm-mm-mm.
Sometimes I kind of keep going and let the food kind of rest. Well, sometimes I just don't even like eat anything and just do it while listening to Godzilla, All Blackout and Diamond City Lights.
Let's go.
Yeah, so that's what I do in the morning. And then
true
I eat,
fan. This is a true fan, by the way, everybody. This is how you get to Niji Sanji. You plank for 9 minutes, by the way, honeys. You listen to Diamond City Lights, Blackout, and Godzilla All for 9 minutes while planking. Sorry, Luca. Please continue.
Yeah, it's kind of pog there. Like
it's very pog.
My arms. Like the worst part of a plank is not the core. It's your arms. Your arms really hurt you a lot.
Mm-hmm.
From holding you up.
Yeah, they do.
That's what I hate
they
about.
They do.
But yeah, after that, I eat and brush my teeth and then chill for a bit.
Okay, so in the morning, only do a 9 minute plank. You don't do like push ups, sit ups, anything else.
Well, I used to kind of do something different. I used to do like sit ups and,
What happened?
I mean, like, I also get on my. What'd I stop? Well, I didn't want to have ripped arms.
Why not? You know? Why not? Well,
I don't want like super ripped ones. I don't want that. I want like very. Not like, you know, like fully ripped ones.
Luca,
I don't want that.
I have got to teach you. Luca, you have got to see the VOD from today's stream. Pretty much every single woman said, we like men built like a fridge. You know? You gotta work on those arms, baby. You gotta work on those shoulders. Built like a fridge, honey.
I mean, yeah, the plank does that. It does everything.
No, I mean, okay, you know? Yeah, the plank is like the squat, right? You can do that every day. I feel it. Sorry, please go trying to backseat your workout.
You know, at one point I would take the push-ups to a next level where I would do like a handstand and push-up.
Wait,
it was kind of crazy.
Do
I don't know
do
if I can still do it.
Just like do a handstand and like do you go down on the handstand? Like that?
Yeah, like just a handstand and yeah, push up.
Bruh.
Like my legs in the air, I push up.
Bruh. Careful. All the Luke Cubs, are you listening? Huh? Are you listening to this? Are you listening? Make sure you ask him about this on stream. Luke Cubs, when he has his 3D body, which one day he will have, demand this. Demand hand push ups. Just remember, the fans, they listen to everything.
Yeah,
they remember.
I could probably show it.
And if they forget,
the thing is, I don't know if I can still do a handstand though.
Okay, you have time before your
I haven't
3D
done it in a while.
Debut to you have time.
I can pog it. Pog.
Pog. Okay, so
yeah, like,
what do you do? What's your night routine for workouts?
The same thing I did today. I was just talking with you guys in this one. And then
okay.
I do the plank again for 9 minutes and I'm done.
Oh my god. See, it's kind of crazy, but like I feel like people like you are so naturally fit because you just work out every day no matter what. Whereas people like me, I'm like, oh no, my gym is closed. I guess I won't be working out. And it's like, and then you're like, haha, I'm doing the 9 minute plank.
Whether yeah, I mean, pain, I'm not famine, really. Famine,
disease, tsunami.
I mean, like the way I see gyms is that you really just go there if you want to get like built. But if you want to get fit, you know, you can do that at home. You can do that without equipment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also,
you can go outside and run.
Tweeted at me. We like men built like a fridge. I'm gonna retweet.
Wait,
this,
who said that?
That's perfect. Wait, somebody's saying my mic is at one. What does that mean? Oh, you mean the one? Thank you. Everyone's tweeting at me about today. Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry from before. I wasn't reading the tweets. Everyone's telling me my microphone is at the bottom. Thank you. I'm just not reading the tweets.
Oh my god, you're almost at 100k followers. Holy shit, it's kind of pog.
I know, on Twitter?
Yeah.
It's kind of crazy because yeah, I just hit 150k on the YouTubes, 100k on the TikToks, and now I'm about to hit 100k on the Twitters.
Guys, follow now. Follow.
Follow Nina Kosaker. Nar.
Yeah.
No, pog, it's kind of crazy. It's kind of crazy just how fast everything's going. How do you feel about it all?
Honestly, on my first 2 weeks, I was pretty overwhelmed.
Like, yeah.
Especially my Twitter. I haven't muted it yet, but every second, there's like 10 mentions and stuff like that. You can hear it too.
And yeah,
it was a little overwhelming at the beginning. But it's good. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm having fun. The support's been kind of crazy.
Yeah.
I'm very grateful. Pog champ, I guess.
Big pog champ.
That's really all I can say about it. Like, I'm very thankful and grateful about it.
Yeah.
You know? What about you?
It's the same as you. It feels kind of surreal, right? I talked about it at the beginning of this, but about 2 years ago, when I discovered VTubers, I felt like I was watching from the outside in, and I was at such a dark and low place in my life because, you know, it was the world event that happened. And actually, we're not on YouTube. I can say it. COVID happened. I just know YouTube's very, like, suspicious when you say the word COVID. They're like, oh, are we going to demonetize you? COVID happened, and I felt a lot of things in my life changed. A lot of jobs, you know, a lot of money that I was making changed. I was working a pretty okay job, you know, I was doing fine for myself as a Fox mom. And I found VTubers, and I found, like, I had a place where I could talk every day. I felt a part of a fandom. I had a lot of fun. And I promised myself that, like, if ever I got out of that hole and that rut, that I would want to do the same for people. And I'm doing it now.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, pretty crazy, isn't it?
Today, too, was, like, such a reminder because one of the people I collaborated with today, Emily, like, I used to listen to her covers, like, 10 years ago. And today, I was collaborating with her. And it was just, it's times like this where I remember, like, just how I told myself if I got to this position, I would work my ass off. So now that I'm here, I want to make sure that all my honeys, that they feel welcome and happy and, you know, just welcomed.
Ugh. Hell yeah. Yeah, I mean, sometimes small world, right?
Yeah. Sometimes it does get a little bit overwhelming. And it's not the honeys' fault. It's not your fault, by the way, honeys. It's just...
It is overwhelming as in... It's not like a... For me, like, when I say overwhelming, it's not really a negative thing.
No, right? It's not a negative. It's just, you know, it's overwhelming.
This is like a whoa! Like,
yeah, crazy. It's like, whoa. Pog. Yeah. And I think a lot of us kind of feel that same way, where we don't want to disappoint you. We want to work hard, you know, and like stream every day. Like Lucas, like, oh, I don't really want to take a day off. And I was telling you, I'm like, you should take a day off. But it's like, why would I? I'm having such a good time. But it's like, hey, it's unnatural not to take days off, no matter how much you love your job, no matter how much you love what you do, you know? So we tend to do that a lot. We tend to just like have a hard time taking time off.
Yeah. I was planning on streaming every day for like the next like whole month. But
aren't you like streaming every day anyway?
No, I have like one day off
a week. Okay, wait, when's your day off?
Like Sundays for me, Saturdays for you, I think.
You're actually taking time off? I didn't see this.
Yeah. I figured it's needed.
I'm proud of you.
You know, sometimes you gotta... you don't want to over-deliver too.
Because I'm telling you, right, honeys, you're getting an exclusive. Luca was like, I don't know. I don't really want to take a day off. I'm having a good time. It's Pog.
It is Pog. It's kind of bussing.
I'm sorry, but your Minecraft stream... where you're just like, Empreg, Pog, and you are Pog.
I didn't know what an Empreg was.
But you still said it, and then you said Pog.
Well, yeah, I don't know what to say.
You're so funny.
I just had to react, and I Pogged at it.
I just had to react, so I just pogged at it. I had to pog. I was pogging at it.
That was good. I replace everything I don't know with Pog.
It's smart. I like it. It's a good strategy. When are you gonna make your own space, by the way? Oh, sorry.
When? I have never thought about it.
Do it. You join Pomo Space. You join MySpace. Luca Space next. Everybody, please make sure to tweet at Luca Kaneshiro and say, Twitter Space, please. Please, boss. Please. Please.
I just don't know what to talk about.
Just what I do.
But do I just go like, okay, guys, I can't go to sleep. Help me. Help me, please. Oh, Raymond.
Raymu's here?
Raymu's here.
Hi, Raymu. You want to come talk?
Yeah.
I'm scared she's going to yell at us. She's going to come in. Hi.
Can she talk? How many people can talk at once?
She has to request. I think 4. I think that was the thing before. I'm just scared she's going to yell at us. She's going to be like, go to bed.
Say something, Raymu. Say something, Raymu.
Oh, no, she's requesting. Oh, no, is she going to yell at us? Oh, no, I'm scared. Honeys. Oh, my God. Luca, I'm scared.
I'm scared. I'm turning my volume talk? Down. I'm scared.
Go. Release her.
Oh, wow. Shit. Wait, she's connecting. She's connecting.
Oh. What?
Uh-oh.
Raymer.
Hi, Raymu.
Hello.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Wait, hello?
Oh, no.
Hi.
Hi, Raymer.
Hi.
Go the fuck to sleep.
How you feeling?
It appears you haven't slept yet, too.
Weren't you going to bed?
No, I'm taking
Why coffee. Are you, like, going off and on of speaker?
I'm getting ready.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm just getting ready.
Oh, what are you wearing?
Hey, baby, what are you wearing? What you do?
Oh, tell me about it. Wait, are you wearing stockings? Like,
Do you have a going to sleep clothing? Really?
Are you wearing socks on those
I'm
feet,
going,
baby
I'm going
girl?
Out. I'm going out.
Oh,
I'm
going to sleep.
I go to sleep. I use pajamas. What do you mean?
Wait, do you guys actually have pajamas? What the hell?
Oh, sorry. That's my alarm to wake up. I don't know.
That's my alarm. Oh.
Wait. Raymu, are you wearing... Are you going outside in pajamas?
No, I'm not wearing pajamas. I'm wearing a dress because I'm going out.
Okay, where are you going, baby girl?
Oh, I thought you were going to sleep.
No. You should be going to sleep.
Where are you going, baby girl? Where are you going, baby girl?
I'm taking Poppy to their checkup.
What color is your dress? I'm trying to be a creepy man. Is it working?
Gray.
Color's your dress, honey.
Gray
Are you
dress.
Wearing any socks? Sorry, I'm done.
Go sleep.
Please, I'm sorry.
Sorry for everyone that had to hear that. Yes, Luca, socks
specifically.
On her feet. Like on her toes.
Okay, I'm gonna leave. I need to go now because it's 7.
I'm so sorry.
Have a nice space, guys. Yeah.
Goodbye, Raymer. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Luca. I think I scared her off of the space by asking her if she's.
I think she's just busy.
Poor girl. Imagine, Luca, you come into a space and they're like, hey, Luca, are you wearing pants? Are you wearing a shirt?
Oh,
and you're like, mom, stop.
Are you wearing socks?
That's literally what I kept asking her. Poor Rainbow.
I thought she was going to sleep.
Me too. I thought she said she was going to sleep.
It seems like she's been awake the entire day.
Who brings their dog to the doctor at 7 in the morning? Hello?
Must be serious then.
I love you, Raymu.
Hopefully not.
It's pretty serious.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't think her dog's got much left. Her dog's 13 years old.
Well, is that old?
It's very old in dog, yes.
I thought dogs lived to like 20.
Some dogs, not all dogs, smaller dogs. Wait, which ones it is? Smaller dogs live longer. Bigger dogs live, I think dogs live to like 15. 15 is like old for dogs, if I'm correct.
15.
Any dog owners confirm or deny? 13 is kind of old for a dog. I'm guessing you never
Wait,
had
that's
a dog.
Human years, right?
What?
Well, wait, actually, how do they measure like dog years?
So apparently for dog years, one human year is 7 dog years. But when I say her dog is 13, I mean in like human years. So her dog is like 70 plus 21, 91. Her dog is 91 years old, Luca. Do you have a lot left to live at 91? That. Are you feeling ganky at 91, Luca?
No, that's kind of...
It's kind of old and unpogged.
It's kind of old, yeah. That's pretty old.
Right? Yeah. Sorry if there's any 91-year-olds listening. You're beautiful and we love you. But you're kind of unpogged. Yeah, like,
how do they even measure that? Oh, a cat is 5 years, cat years.
Wait, I thought cat years were 6.
I don't know. Something like that.
How'd you find it?
Huh?
How'd you find it? Guessed. Did you Google this?
I just guessed. Yeah, like how do they know a dog has 7 years in a year?
In human years. To be honest, I have no idea how they figured that out. Like, who was the first person who was like, yeah, this dog died in 10 years. I think if he was a human, he would have died in 70. Let's make, you know, like, who decided this?
Yeah, right? Like, I'm kind of curious. Guys, please let me know.
What about cats?
Please.
Why did they give cats less years than dogs? Cats live longer, I thought. Cats don't do shit.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen when it's like 28.
Oh, sorry, I just swore. Cats sleep all freaking day.
Nothing. I've seen when it's like 28 years old.
Yeah. Wait, you had a cat that was 28 years old?
No, I saw one.
No way. I don't believe that.
Well, it was on YouTube.
YouTube? 28 years old for a cat? I don't believe you.
It was old. Very old.
Old? I just feel bad for anybody being 28 in here right now. Remember,
that cat
was old, 28. as a human, you're doing just fine, honey. You're schweiben.
It looked don't worry about it. Old. Literally. Usually.
Honey, don't listen to him. You're in the prime of your youth. You're doing great.
Old.
Old.
No, it was. It was old.
Old.
It was kind of pog. Kind of
P-O-G. Very unpog. Oh, I have a sort of kind of funny story, but like, I know some people, they like get letters from like their grandparents and stuff, right? Sometimes the grandparents are in another country. So I knew somebody whose grandma would send her postcards from the... So my friend, she grew up in another country. And now she's in this country where I'm at. Uh-huh. And in that other country, 25 years ago, she used to play with the little cat, you know, at her grandma's house. It was her grandma's neighbor. And to this day, her grandma sends her letters being like, let's say the cat's name is Gosha. She'll be like, Kitty Gosha says meow, meow. And it's like, grandma, Kitty Gosha is long dead. He's not saying meow, what? Meow anymore. Why are you sending her letters where Kitty Gosha says meow, meow? He's dead. What? Stop lying, grandma. Like, what are you doing?
Wait, what?
Wait.
That's kind of strange.
You know how grandparents, you know how parents lie about like the Santa Claus?
Yeah, but I kind of believe in Santa though. I told you the story.
Sorry. What I meant was like Santa exists. It's just some kids are off the root of the Luca, I have to end this podcast. Luca, I have to go. I have to feed my cat. My kitty Gosha meow meow is dying. Luca, Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god. My cat is hyperventilating.
Right now?
It's okay. I can wait a little bit.
Yeah, go if you need to. I'll keep
No, I'm okay. I'm okay. I'm okay. But yeah, just Luca, some kids are off of Santa Claus's route. That's what I meant. Like, Santa Claus exists, it's just some kids are off of the route. That's what I meant.
Of the route.
That's what I meant. He exists. Sorry, one second. Let me turn off my alarm.
Yeah. Okay, though.
Because it keeps ringing. Can you still hear me?
Yes.
Okay, it's like being okay. One second. I just want to turn off my alarm.
Santa Claus.
Okay.
You're fine.
Yeah. Yeah. Santa Claus is a vibe. He's the vibe, right, yeah. Everybody?
I told you the story. I kind of believe
tell
it.
Tell me again.
Kinda. Oh.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Go on.
We went to the mall. It was like Christmas time, and there was like a Christmas sit on the lap, take a picture thing. And me and my little brother, actually, we were looking for toys to kind of buy. And he wanted a Buzz Lightyear toy. And I got the Skylanders Wii game. So I got mine, but my little brother couldn't get his because it was all sold out. Then he was really sad. Then we went to Santa Claus and took a picture to kind of like cheer him up. And then Santa literally just pulls out of his bag like a Buzz Lightyear toy. Like, Nina, I still don't know till this day. Was it real? Did my parents do that? Or did he know? Did he know?
It was real, Luca.
Did he know that you wanted?
It was real. He did. He knew.
I pogged. I pogged IRL when I saw that. Like, I didn't even know what pog was, but I pogged.
He knew. Luca, Santa Claus is real, and he knew. Wow. You actually encountered... Okay. Luca, I don't want to freak you out, honey, but you actually met the real Santa Claus.
The real one.
Because
he pulls it out of his bag and the
oh sorry wait, I think I'm like lagging.
Are you?
Oh wait, hello.
Yeah.
Wait, am I lagging? Are you lagging a little bit, or am I lagging?
No, not at all. Am I lagging for you?
Okay. No, you're fine, Luca. I don't want to freak you out, but like a lot of people meet the fake Santa Claus because sometimes like people dress up as Santa Claus in malls. But you actually met the real Santa Claus. For real.
Real.
Because he knew real the gift that you wanted. That means he was the real one. You met the real Santa Claus.
I don't know. I still don't know until this day.
What accent did he have?
I literally...
What accent does the real Santa Claus have?
He's a pal.
Oh my god.
What do you want for
that?
What do you want for Christmas, baby boy?
Oh my god, Luca, what do you want? You met the real Santa Claus.
The real one? What the fuck?
That's crazy. That's actually kind of crazy that you met the real Santa Claus.
It is insane.
Holy cow. I can't believe it. No, I see what you mean, though.
And he is Polar definitely Express real.
Sorry?
Yeah, I watched Polar Express that night.
And?
Yeah?
Where do you think Santa Claus lives?
Yeah, he lives in the North Pole, doesn't he?
Is that the one with the penguins?
Yeah?
Or is that the one in the South? Okay. So canonically, Petra probably knows Santa Claus, right?
Wait, no, penguins are in the South.
Wait, no, you said penguins are in the North.
No, polar bears are in the North. Penguins are in the South.
Are there no polar bears in the South?
No.
No.
They're not.
Okay. I'm just testing. Did you know? I'm just testing you to see if you're studying your polar bear math. You're being a great boy.
Yeah, I love polar bears. Dude, I heard polar bears can melt. If you're like 2 kilometers like near a polar bear, you're dead. You're basically dead. There's no escaping. You're dead.
I thought they didn't hunt humans.
I don't know. Well, if they decide to.
He's like, you know what? This Luca Kaneshiro looks like a sussy baka. I'm gonna kill him. This Luca Kaneshiro look so good. You know what?
Your best way of Your best way of survival is literally like taking off your clothes and throwing them.
At who? Like, the bear?
To the side. Yeah, to the side, because the polar bear actually is very ADHD, and your scent on your clothes, it's on the clothing, so it's gonna inspect it.
Like, wait, gonna... but you're gonna freeze to death without your clothes.
Yeah, you. That's true, but you won't die from a polar bear, at least.
I mean, I'd much rather get mauled by a polar bear than freeze to death slowly, Luca. Okay. Well, I'm curious about this. Please tweet at Luca and I and let us know. Would you much rather die slowly from hypothermia and frost or quickly by a bear running into you and mauling you?
Well, it depends on what happens.
The bear, Luca.
What if the bear just takes your legs off? You'll still die slowly.
Oh, you'll die quicker than if you freeze to death. Because you will bleed out pretty quick with no legs.
That's kind of sussy.
I don't know. I just have a weird time like throwing my clothes at the bear. And then dying slowly, you know?
Yeah, true. I mean,
I don't want to die slow, Luke. I want to die fast. Live fast, die fast. No, live long, die fast.
Yeah, I'd prefer that too.
Right?
But yeah, no one's ever been to the middle of the North Pole, which is crazy.
Ooh. Are you going to be the first one?
If I don't die from a polar bear.
Oh my god. Hopefully. I'm getting tweeted at, and a lot of people, quickly buy a bear because it's cute. Quickly buy a bear. Bear biggest fear is dying slowly. I'd rather die of hypothermia. I think I'd take the bear. What if we become friends?
Wouldn't hypothermia hurt more?
Hypothermia is when you die of the cold.
Yeah, but that would hurt, though.
That would hurt so bad, Luca.
You feel like you're burning and you're cold
exactly,
at the same time.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Somebody said, bears. Mommy Nina is right. No, I'm taking the bear. My nips are going to freeze off. That's going to hurt. I'd rather die from cold than bear because I don't like pain. I feel like even though frostbite is painful, it's not as painful as bear eating me alive. Frostbite is probably so much more painful than anything we can imagine.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to hurt until it doesn't, right? Anymore.
I'm going to live Which until I sucks. Die.
It's going to take off.
It's gonna hurt until it doesn't. Oh my god, somebody has
Luca
their cat,
met the real one.
Their cat has missed a hat over it. Bear. I hate the cold. At least my blood would warm me up. I'd rather take the bear because it's cute. I don't want to die slow, Luca. I want to die fast. Nina Kosaka. These are so... Thank you everybody for tweeting at us.
Dude, I wanna...
What did you say?
Dude, what if you do like a Twitter space and it's just you sleeping? Yeah, what if you do like a Twitter space and it's just you sleeping and people can hear you, like, breathe?
What if I snore? If I fart? No, Luca.
What? I don't snore.
What if I fart? my sleep.
What? What?
Luca, Nar. You should do a Twitter space where you sleep. Do it tonight. I dare you.
Okay. Okay.
Okay, I'm going to join it as a listener.
No, I'm not. Okay? I'm not going to do that.
Why not? You little shit. You're telling me to do a Twitter space. And why won't you do it? Are you afraid of farting in your sleep, huh? You little shit.
Farting in my sleep? I've never even thought.
Yeah. Well, then what else are you thinking of? Why won't you do it, pussy?
You know what? I think a whole stream about it would be better. But that's like, what are you? Have you ever thought about a sleeping stream?
Yes, I have many, many times. But you definitely have to talk to your manager about it just in case, because you know, just in case.
Just in case.
Just in case. Because I feel like management will want to make sure that you always have a moderator on, like, when you're sleeping.
A moderator?
Mm-hmm. Like a YouTube moderator, you know?
Wait.
What? Okay.
I gotcha.
Yeah. So, Luca, are you going to do sleep stream, sleep space?
Or sleep.
You know the problem too? It's like when I drink a lot, like way more than I did tonight, I tend to snore a little bit. Nothing too crazy, but I go like a little bit, like kind of like this, because I can't freaking breathe. So I would
wait. You know, it's blocked or something.
It's just that I'm having trouble breathing. Yeah.
I see. I gotcha. Well, you just
you're that freaking off. Me out. Up, a easy. Twitter space where I sleep and leave the Twitter space on? That's way too scary.
Scary?
Sorry?
Honestly, I wouldn't be able to fall asleep too.
What if I talk in my sleep? What if I say something like embarrassing? What if do I'm you, like, though? Millie Parfait is my favorite member of Nijisanji EN. And then she'll know that I actually secretly love her. Wouldn't that be embarrassing?
They're just going to pog at it. Pog.
No, it's embarrassing.
Have you talked in your sleep before, though? I know a friend.
I don't know.
Yeah. A friend of mine actually did it once, and it was scary. Like, they were talking
like while sleeping. Proper sentences.
Yeah, well, no, it wasn't really like proper. It was like four or five words.
Uh-huh. Like,
I can still remember them till this day.
Were they making sense, the words, or was it like, what do you remember?
No, he was saying like, no, you're the one for me, like. What
Ooh.
The? That was literally what I.
Ooh. That's weird.
We were in a bus. Yeah. Like, we were sleeping.
Yeah.
And I was like next to him. It was scary. It was scary.
I was
talking.
Heard people say, like, have mumbled in my sleep, right? Like, I've mumbled things, like, maybe, like, no, oh, stop. What are you doing? But nothing like concise conversation. Some people have actual conversations in their sleep.
In their sleep. That's, yeah.
What
that's
if
kinda,
I have what's never weird talked in my walking. Sleep until like tonight when I do my sleep stream and it's like, hello, Niji Sanji, please fire me. I have been a bad girl or something like that. It's so scary. Like, what if
I have been very bad? Niji Sanji.
Niji Sanji, do you hear me? Oh no.
Yeah.
Also, I mean, I'm glad of everybody like saying they'd rather let the bear kill them. Thank you. Those of you saying you'd rather die of hypothermia, pussies.
That is like 5 hours of death.
Pussies, let the bear kill you quickly. Yeah. Die a short death, you pussies. I'm not on YouTube, so I feel like it's okay that I swear a little bit, I guess. I can be like, pussies. Okay, I'm sorry for calling you pussies.
Is it pussies with a Y or an IES?
Oh. Which one do you think is like harsher? I think if I say like you're a pussies. Oh, I see what you mean.
That sounds like a Y.
It does sound like a Y. It's a little bit harsher, right? Like when you say pussies with an IES, it's like pussies. But when you're like you're a pussy, that's like with a Y. What do y'all think?
Yeah, it's like,
see, this is where I wish I had like even a little bit like of a chat or something that people could just be like pussy with my chat would just be all pussy. It would just be people spamming pussy. Yeah. It's true, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like the same question. Is it are you tough with a T-U-F-F or a T-O-U-G-H?
Is it pronounced GIF or JIF?
I say GIF. I say
but both. Do you spell it GIF or JIF?
What?
Do you spell it GIF? Like G like giraffe or G like jar?
Which it's one only one way.
Is it G like giraffe or G like jar, Luca? Talk to me.
Yeah, G like orange. Sorry, G like giraffe.
Wait, what? G like... Why did you have to be weird like that? Why didn't you just use a word that starts with G, Luke?
Think about it. Orange kind of sounds like a G. Well, it feels like a G.
Luke!
Doesn't it? Think about it.
Luke, why? Why?
Orange is like a G. A is kind of like a deck of cards. You know what I mean?
No, I don't know what you mean, honey. Please explain.
I don't know, really. It's just when I see a letter, I visualize like W. W is like a zebra.
What?
Yeah.
No, a zebra is a Z. How is a W a zebra?
No, it's just what I see when I think of the letter.
So you
like
think
like a P is an apple.
A P is an apple. Wait a second. Hold on. You can't go so fast. I'm laughing too hard. A P is an apple.
Yeah.
A W Google is letter. A zebra.
Yep.
What was the other thing?
You Zed. Said?
What was the other thing?
And a G is an orange.
A G is an orange. Okay, give me more. These are based pog, sheesh.
But a B is a B.
Wait, what do you mean? Is like, a B not like the bzz, bzz, bzz?
Yeah, like a B is a bzz. A B. I don't know. I just see it like in a different way.
What other
instead
letters?
Of, like a C cat, D dog, instead of that. Huh?
I still just can't believe that you're like G like orange.
Yeah, I don't know. It just looks like an orange to me.
I will steal this, by the way. Next time somebody's like, "Oh, what's your like street number?" This I'll be like, G like orange.
G like.
It's so funny. I'm tweeting this. Can I tweet this?
Like, deal it from me. Do it.
Orange. Luca Kaneshiro. So I'm so happy that people get to hear this live because I've told Luca that he's the funniest person I know. Like, unironically, Luca, you are so funny. And sometimes the problem is like I have to re-explain your jokes on my stream
but here, like, you all got to hear it. You all got to hear it. Where I'm like, is it this or this? And he's like, G, like, when I see W, I think of zebra.
I mean, Lucas, what do you think of W? You're
the best. We need someone to make one of those alphabet videos, but with Luca's visuals. Shuri Aria, I agree with you, honey.
True.
I agree. We need to have somebody do one of those. I'm just so glad you're all experiencing actually, this. No. Luca, okay. It's not even funny. How often do I tell you that you're funny, Luca?
Say every day. Say all the time. Once every two days.
What?
Once every 2 days.
You're a fucking liar.
Yeah.
You're a fucking liar, Luca. I tell you, you're funny at least once a day, you little shitbag. Take it back.
I'm not funny.
I tell you, you're funny, though.
Am I, though?
I tell you, you're funny once every 2 days. Take it back. They're going to judge me. I told
once, a day, pog. Once a day, pog. Once a day, pog. Once a day, pog.
Okay, twice a day. I tell you you're funny twice a day. Right, Luca? Twice? Right? No?
Yes, Luca? Pog. Yes, pog. Yes, pog. Yes, pog. What?
I can't.
Oh god. Oh, Mr.'s reference sheet, Pog.
Mr.'s doing you see what? That? What? No,
Mrs. Reference Sheet.
Wait, he has a reference sheet?
Yeah. Do you have one yet?
Where?
Is the egg?
Oh, I can't comment. Where is your egg, right?
Egg champ. Did I want my reference sheet? What the hell? Yeah.
Or egg. Which one are you talking about, Luca, honey?
No, Mr.'s reference sheet.
Yeah, I'm looking at it.
Yeah, his is out now. Mm-hmm. When's mine, Nina?
When is yours coming? Soon, I hope. I have no idea. My mommy loves me. My mommy gave me.
I just want to show off my tattoos, you know?
Honestly, okay, Luca, close your ears. Close your ears. Close your eyes.
Okay.
Hide your kids. Hide your wives. I just need to know if Luca has, like, a tattoo that goes on his body. Like, I just need to know if the neck, too. Like, how low does it go? You know, honeys? Like, is it a full body? And I say this absolutely platonically. Luca, you are like a son to me, honey. You are like a little brother. But I just want to know where that tattoo goes, okay? Okay, Luca, you can unmute. You can unmute, Luca. Unclose your ears.
Fuck.
But does anybody else feel the same way? Seriously? Like, clinically, we just need to know. We just gotta know. Is that bad?
Yeah, I mean, I want to know, too. I can't see my whole body, you know? I can only see my...
I just want to know.
My arm.
Yeah.
P-O-G.
I just want to know, like, first of all, does your neck connect to your arm? Does it just go down your back? I need to know. Your mama, well, she needs to tell us. Mommy, sorry.
Mama, please. Grace us with my... Your creation of me.
Please grace us with the tattoos. Luca, I'm tagging you in W like zebra. I can't. I feel really bad because my last three tweets and my pinned tweet is just you.
but you're so funny. I can't
help it. W likes him.
I can't help it. You're so funny.
Funny. I'm just champ. Happy
people get to experience what we talk about on Discord, because I've tried to explain it on stream, but it's just not the same because they're not there during the moment that it happens, you know? Pog. Did you do your workouts, by the way, tonight before bed?
Yeah, I did.
Did you do your 9-minute plank?
Yeah, I did.
Are you lying?
No. I hopped on like, yeah, like I hopped on Twitter and I saw you like doing a Twitter space, so I joined on my phone.
When Pog. Did you do the plank?
Before that. Well, I ate before, but
yeah. Okay. I believe you.
Yeah, Pog.
Pog.
Big Pog.
I'm going to make you actually jealous. P-O-G. I have a treadmill that can go under my work desk. So I'm just going to like walk when I play games. Because lately too with running, I've just been so like not into running indoors. Because my gym is closed and my treadmill. How do I say this? It's not like a good running treadmill. It's a good walking treadmill. So I'm just going to put it under my computer desk and walk.
Walking is good. Walking. Honestly, walking is walk. You literally. You lose more. Here's a tip for everyone, okay? You lose more when you walk fast rather than jog.
Yeah. I talk about this a lot on my stream too, where it's like, if you want to get fit, you know, obviously diet is a big thing of it, but like just try to go for a walk every day. The whole like 10,000 steps thing, I know it's a meme and it's silly, but like try to walk. 10,000 steps a day. 5,000 steps a day.
That's not a joke, yeah.
It really does make a pretty difference. Pretty good. If you live in a place that's too cold, you know what I used to do? I put my treadmill in front of the TV, and then I played Zelda, you know? Just play stuff on your Switch, or just watch stuff on the TV. It makes a huge difference.
Yeah, instead of sitting on your ass.
Oh, yeah.
My butt hurts from my stool.
Do you have a standing desk? No?
My freaking stool. No, it's not a standing desk.
Do you have a standing desk, Luca?
Nope.
You should get a little, like, it's like a mount that can raise your computer monitor. So you can, like, raise your monitor when you stand up.
I mean, I kind of have, like, a monitor stand, I guess.
Oh, so you lift your monitor that's when you're standing up?
Kind of.
Is that what you do?
I kind of do. Sometimes I kind of just kneel.
Do you just, like, look down when you're standing up and hurt your neck?
Yeah. Well, no, I don't look down. Sometimes I just lean on my desk.
Mm.
Like, just lean on it. You know what I mean? Yeah, I just lean on it.
Okay. I will talk to you about getting a nice monitor stand, honey, because you can put your monitor is supposed to be like eye level, okay? You're not supposed to lean on it.
I'm not leaning on the monitor. I mean, I can like
you're make not supposed it face to lean up on the table, up though.
Yeah, you're right, though. No, you're right. I just don't like sitting sometimes, you know, when I don't like sitting for too long.
Yeah. No, that's why.
Like, sometimes halfway through my stream, I just stand up and play, keep playing.
I will say this, like, I'm going to talk to Pomu because she recommended me this, like, little pedal thing. And I'm going to send it to you, too, because I'm kind of curious about this pedal thing. According to Pomu, it's like you pedal, but it's like not pedaling. It's almost like you're stepping. Like, imagine, okay, let me give you this visual. You're stepping in shit, and it's really sticky, right? So you step in the shit, and then you take your foot out, and it's like sticking in the shit. So you're like putting your foot back down and then it's sticking and you're putting it up and you're that's the what? Visual that I have from that exercise machine. They're just like two little steps and you just like step into them like they're shit. Like imagine you're Eddie? Just like is that a good visual? Are you enjoying that mental image? Yes? Oh wait. Uh-oh. Luca just left. I don't think he enjoyed that mental image. Luca, are you okay, honey?
Wait, hello?
Did you enjoy my mental image?
Definitely left.
I thought you left on purpose. I was like, damn, he really didn't like that message. I was
scroll down on Twitter and pressed leave.
Oh, okay. I think it's time for me to go to bed.
Yeah, me too. Well, I'm going to beat you to it. I had a fun talk. Nina, sleep well. Pog you. Everyone.
Thanks for joining me, Luca.
Yeah, no problem.
Pog you.
No
have problem. A great night, Luca.
Night, night. Good night, everyone.
Night. Night, Luca. Thanks for joining.
Pog!
Thank you, everybody, for joining tonight. I had such a fun time. Thank you, Luca. I know you're still listening. Thank you, Luca, for joining. I had so much fun. Yeah, I think next time, a lot of you gave me great suggestions. Please give me more suggestions about the space. A lot of you said to use a hashtag that I put in the title. So I'm definitely going to do that next time. I'm going to use a hashtag that I put in the title. I'm also going to try to make Luca make his own space because he really, really should. He really, really should make his own space. This is so much fun. Thank you for being here, everybody. I am going to go to bed. It's 20 minutes to 8 a.m. So it's going to be 8 a.m. in 20 minutes. honeys, have an amazing sleep. Put the phone to your forehead. Put the fucking phone to your forehead. Do it. Put the phone to your forehead. Good night, honey. Thank you so much for tuning in. Bye. Bye, everybody. Bye.